welcome to this special edition of Help and Hope. We're listening in to Robin Huck, a counselor in Woodstock, Vermont, who is going to be part of CCEF New England, our new affiliate office in Vermont. Let's listen in now as Robin shares her testimony about how distance education has played such a vital role in her counseling ministry.
As advertised, I am Robin Huck, and I live in Woodstock, Vermont. And as you may have guessed, Christians are a rare breed in Vermont. But we do exist. We do exist. Thank you. And there's some really good churches up there. I started working for one of those good churches as the secretary about 15 years ago. Silly me, I thought I was just going to do administrative work. I had no clue that church secretary is the black hole of all church positions. You obviously have had this experience. If something isn't specifically defined as somebody else's job, everyone expects the secretary to do it. So over 15 years, I've done everything from designing websites to unclogging a toilet or two. When you're that kind of all-around central figure, people get to know you. And if you're the right kind of person, they start trusting you with all sorts of things. So I did not choose to start counseling. People just started trusting me with their stuff. They showed up at the church and unloaded. At first, they brought me their reasonable-sized problems. But then they started trusting me some really big things. Marriage, parenting, life decisions. And I've got to confess to you that I started getting scared. I started feeling like, was I playing with people's lives? After all, what right did I have to think that I had anything helpful to say to them? So that's when I went to my elders and the pastor, and with their encouragement and blessing, I started searching for a training program. And CCF, Distance Ed, became known to me. The program looked good, but it wasn't a degree program, so I was not convinced that this is where I should invest my time and my money. I struggled with that, so I brought the info to three different men who I considered wise counselors. And it turned out that all three of them were already familiar with CCEF and were thrilled to hear about the Distance Ed program. Each of them individually told me, Robin, this is going to be the best training you're going to find. We think you should do it. That was good advice, but I still wasn't convinced. No degree. I wrestled with it further. I was smart enough to prayerfully wrestle with it. And that's when the right question came to me. You know how David Powelson's all about asking the right question. That's so hard to do, especially when you're counseling yourself. The right question for me was stupidly simple. Here it is. Robin, from God's perspective, what is the most important thing? And thankfully, the answer was simple too. The most important thing was for me to be trained for what I was already doing. Let me back up and tell you a little bit about myself. I had spent years looking for what God wanted me to do as a ministry for His glory. Does He want me to do this with my music or this with my teaching gift? And all the while that I was looking out there, He was establishing my ministry right under my nose. My husband, my family, and all these people who are already knocking at my door. So my decision to be trained through CCEF Distance Ed was because, one, it was the best training, and it fit into my life. And two, for me, it was a coming to grips with the fact that God had built my life and my ministry. and he would build it further if I was faithful to what he had given so far. This point in my life, it was not a moment to pursue my dreams. It was a moment to be faithful. So I did start the program. God really gave me an avenue of availability to be a student, and I plugged through all the classes. I did them in order, and I'm really glad I did. One at a time to give them a lot of attention. It was a lot of work. I finished in 2.5 years. It was so worth it. I want to read to you a partial list of the counseling that I'm doing right now. These have all been within the last 2 months. I'm still seeing everybody but one. And all of them have gone out of their way to let me know how God has used this counseling, how it's been effective for them. It's really been a blessing both to them and to me, too. I'm seeing a mother of five diagnosed with quite severe OCD and ADHD, and that combination, as you can imagine, affects every aspect of her life. I'm seeing a woman diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. I'm seeing a non-Christian woman whose life is really a mess, but no other counseling has helped, so now she's seeing if I have anything different to offer. And I do. I'm seeing a 15-year-old who had been cutting herself. I'm seeing a young man diagnosed with bipolar disorder and delusional thinking. I'm seeing another young man with severe depression and paranoia and suicidal thoughts. I'm counseling an adult man who was the victim of childhood sexual abuse, who is preparing to tell his parents about it, and I'm counseling a woman who was raped while on vacation. 2 years ago, any one of those situations would have caused me to run into the hills of Vermont, never to be seen again. These are the very situations I was so fearful of facing. Now that I've finished the program, I actually have some choices to make. I can either stay as the secretary of my church, and they've offered to add to my position the position of Mercy Ministry. Another possibility, that's because as long as I'm working for a church, I would be insured under their insurance. I wouldn't have to have a separate counselor's insurance if I'm working for a church. I could work for a counselor as a counselor for a church, but up in my way, most of the churches are very small, and some of the pastors have said that they prefer that I work independently of any one church so that they all feel that I'm completely available to all the churches. That may be the plan that God's working on. A recent graduate of Westminster, Alistair Groves, is planning to move with his wife and babe up to the Upper Valley of Vermont and New Hampshire, where I am. And we are planning to open a counseling center. We don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet. One option is for us to seek being considered a nonprofit religious organization where his MDiv could get us that, and then I would work for him. I would be his employee and so be insured in that way. If that doesn't turn out to work, we will talk to the churches more fully and get them a little bit more interested in the idea of us being a church counseling center that could be financially independent of the church, but under their auspices. One thing I am very sure of is that God is going to bring about his plan for all this. His hand has been in it from the beginning. So I'm not worried about what's going to happen. I'm just really pleased that by his grace I've come so far. And it feels like all I did was really apply myself to each of these CCF classes. I've changed, I've grown. At this point in my life, I'm just looking to be faithful. So that's my story, and I thank you for your attention. God bless everyone.
Thanks for joining us for this special edition of Help and Hope. For more information on our new CCEF New England affiliate office, please visit us on the web at ccef.org/New England.